Welcome to the Cobas podcast series. I go by name Ola Kunle. And to my left hand side, I have
Akukberege. I do the vibes. I don't come back again. I don't miss you. I do the vibes.
To my front side, I have
OZ in the building.
Today is a special day. It's always a special day, actually. We're actually recording in the car and in the city center of Cologne.
Yeah, so make sure I remember first moving podcast. We're
exactly,
active always.
Exactly.
Don't
always,
play.
Always. So today's topic, we're gonna be talking about the whole paveway thing, the whole paveway, paving way, paved way, paved whatever way,
yes,
the whole paving way issue. What is happening? Mr. Idris, the OG, said what Bonaboy said doesn't make sense. Why would he say no one paved to him? I disagree first with Idris. I'm gonna start with this. Bonaboy never said no one paved way for him. He said Fela's family and also his own family, you know, supported him through his career. So that's kind of like a paving. That's kind of like the people who paved way for him and inspired him, which makes sense. My guys, do you agree with that? Do you agree with Idris or you agree with...
Many stories call it a common life. Like, many stories came
from... J1CF, enter the chat.
Idris starts, like, nobody knows what he done for the industry. You understand? Like,
but what's paving way?
Paving way be like, it depends on how you think is a paving way, bro. Like, based on say, paving way don't be like, that be blow you. You understand?
Exactly.
Before Abraham, they were made. Get people where they do this music. We don't put the Afrobeat on the map. We don't put the respect on the, like, the chill Afrobeat before people come down. So, like, paving way in the sense of, like, I don't put this music on the map before, like, that we as Nigerians, as musicians, put this Nigerian music on the map before voice come down, there. Come in. You know, not necessarily me saying that me blow you, but like, I don't really put the culture on the map before you were there, before you started doing this. You understand?
Okay.
So, Idris is not totally wrong, but it's not right. I think, I don't know, but I just like, it be paving way, like, that me blow you, that me push you, like, I use, like, basically, say, I don't put the culture on the map, I don't push you in a way we be say, your lights will shine. You get my point?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. And I just feel like Border Boy is supposed to react the way he reacts. You feel me? Like, you feel at the end of the day, Idris Nasty, to an extent, that's OG. He had like Nigeria's anthem for some time in Nigeria. Nigeria, Jaga, everything's scattered.
But I feel, to be honest, Border Boy, I believe, to me, it's a bit of an entitlement mentality we are going to be saying. So if someone like Idris should come and start saying, oh, we paved it for him. He paved it for people like Brent Bonner. Yes, he has played his own part in the Afrobeat growth.
Facts.
Agreed.
Facts.
But I think people are misunderstanding the word paving. Me, I understand paving way as... Paving way can be personal. Who paved it for you personally?
Exactly.
You understand?
Yeah.
It can be personal, but I think Bonaboy was talking from a personal point of view. Come on, no one did this shit for me except my inspiration from the Fela family, Fela himself and his family, and also the push from my own personal family.
I just feel like
we all see how connected he is with his brand when it comes to his family. His spaceship is all about...
In fact, it's related to Fela.
Exactly.
His
spaceship is all
Fela.
About the Ogun family. If you look at it very well. I was once known and popping in the Nigerian music industry, and I was once down in the industry, and no one did any shit for me. And
exactly.
we came back up, we rebranded ourselves, and we came back up again. So I don't know why people are finding it hard to understand his sentence.
I feel
Bonaboy was someone that a perfect statement for Bonaboy would be the one in the Bible where he said, a prophet is not recognized in his home. Because Bonaboy has been dropping albums consistently back then, every year, but no one gave a fuck.
Exactly, no one really cared.
No one gave a
fuck. I don't go, bro. Sorry to go short in that aspect to you. Because people, I didn't vibe with that boy. It's okay, pray me. I don't
know what that was. Soke came out after he blew.
No, bro.
Soke came out after he blew in the UK. Which album is Soke in?
Bro, chill. Bro, let's not argue. You cannot compare Soke blue and Ye blue. There are two different types of blue. That Ye blue, Border Boy, bro.
Ye blue, 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 Ye blue,
put border boy in the global map.
But Soke introduced him to Nigerians.
Soke was not Burna Boy, was in the UK when Soke was blowing. He performed Soke in the UK.
Blowing a better blowing day. You understand? Even without Soke, I don't believe saying like his career has not picked up, like doing shows, declining $1 million. Broski, he never reached that level.
You can't talk about
$5 million.
I say he's a singer, but not a believer.
Bro, you know what?
It's possible.
I know it's possible, but
we are the people don't vibe about that sense. Only say at the time where we did for Nigerian music. We know they listen to people who be saying their music. We want vibe, 1 year beats. We want just 1 year beats. Uh-huh. And Afro beats can call adapts. That's why those they made the others was they fall off. Because they were not able to adapt. Border music that we can't go beat his style of music for fraud. Luckily, Border can blow with his style, his creativeness. Uh-huh. That's why people that they understand, like they fuck with Border music so hard. Because at that time, Nigerians never get that concept of Border music. Mm-hmm. Border no say, my music that would not go get up now, later in the future, would I go get my creativeness, where they come from. And I went during that period, maybe you were high for, you don't say Border ever, Border do song with Fido, he do song with, I don't forget the.
Border get song with David Joseph.
Yes, Savi the song. He do one rap song with Fido and one other guy. I think every time I would have that one down, but I don't forget, but again, what's going to do? We bought up, still rap, one care. Border has been there for a very long time, but that this year, this thing just come blow the guy. And once you blow it, ego, they call me sometimes.
Because even he just himself had ego. Everybody has ego.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, you might be. You understand? But I respect Border in the sense of where. And Idris, he said something, maybe blessed as he provoked Border. We talk, say, the person is stupid. That's why Border react like that.
That's literally an insult, you know.
Exactly. You never hear Whiskey on the video coming out and say, nobody paved it for me. Nobody paved it. The one who ever invest in past that Odumodu. Come in there, that Odumodu can't even carry the matter for head.
Because Odumodu too is kind of similar to Bonner's case. Because Odumodu has been singing since. But you know,
Odumodu, people clearly paved way for that one. Please. No. If you now want to talk Odumodu matter, I'll be on account.
So who would you say paved way for Odumodu?
Come on, Odumodu. See, Odumodu has not even reached a full year of proper limelight. Let's be honest.
Yes,
Odumodu to me is still in that category of rookie.
But like,
him and Charlie Poppy, they blew up within the past 1 year. What are you telling me? And like, you won't tell me.
Okay. Who can we say?
I will tell you people that pay for people like Odumodu. This current set of Afro giants.
Mm-hmm.
People like Whiskey, people like Burna Boy, people like Davido. These are people who clearly paved for Odumodu. These are people who have solidified the Afrobeat on the global map.
Yeah.
You understand? So any artist, new artists or artists popping, people like Rema, Asake, they are all benefiting from the hard work of people like Davido, Whiskey, especially. It's the truth. So if Odumodu who is not even up to a full year of stardom, limelight, come and tell me no one. He can't say that.
He can't say that.
Odumodu can't say that.
Even
the song that made him who he is today. This song, Declan Rice. Whiskey. I remember that day. Whiskey put in the story. He posted it in the story.
That's not paving way.
I'm not saying that's paving way. I'm telling you how influential people's input was to his own stardom. So Davido is somebody
influence on Odumodu. Charlie is somebody
that should not even talk about that statement at all. Someone like Odumodu. No.
Do you know what I feel is personally Odumodu, right? Yeah? The guy, he does, like you said, I don't go to deny, Odumodu has been in the game for a very long time, but he has not had this success.
Yes, but do you know why?
Odumodu don't go feed that time. Feed it talk to J-Wall like that, bro. That
he don't blow.
He don't see like that. Exactly. I went to Odumodu, they forget.
But he's still forgetting that. Why is he now? When back then, why you not go look for Odumodu and say that they are paving way for you? Why is he now as blowed and now trying to bring it down and say?
Bro, the conversation was never with Odumodu. It was with Burna Boy.
Yeah, it was
Odumodu cheating. J-Wall don't call Odumodu, bro.
That was for Klaus. No, bro.
He just chipped him because why? And on that thing, what he said in his statement was like Sapa anthem. he just believes, say, now I don't get that limelight. Exactly. I don't believe, say, my limelight will quench
anytime soon. So I can just say what I want to say.
I can say whatever I want to say. Because why? The person, you know, J-Wall don't give me J-Wall.
J-Wall was once a star. J-Wall
don't get money. J-Wall don't get money like the way he did before. If the reason why, what I'm saying, the reason why these people right now cannot say the same to Davido, Wizkid or Burna is because they are still successful, bro. That's the reason why. I'll give you, that's the reason why in any beef, nobody they want beef Wizkid. Because why? Wizkid has doings.
It has been consistent for the past.
You feel, you can, if you tell Wizkid, Ogu go kill you, Ogu go do, Ogu your father, this, that, that, your brother, Wizkid will not reply you. You go, yes, say,
no,
Wizkid
life,
just showed out Otto Arena 3 days back to back. Wizkid has got it, grab it. Wizkid has done it. You go, just hear the guy award. It's doings.
Doings speak, yes.
You understand?
Exactly,
exactly. So, if person don't talk to you, you that you just started your career, you don't get right to the follow boys, we don't start as sales, bro. They exactly. talk. Now, just because, say, you don't actually get limelight. Yeah, maybe nobody pay for
it. And you're very lucky you're getting limelight in a period where Afro is massive.
It's already massive.
You're very lucky.
He was because not the funny he was not.
He was not in his limelight when Afro was just Nigeria.
When the J-Word, the Two-Face, the Medi,
exactly.
Davido, which is where they start. But that CD that they use, CD.
Yes, now everybody
know,
no man, CD.
You understand? Who is not also, bro? Exactly. And you know, if you just start now, you won't call just the disrespect person because, say, money don't come through your side. You understand?
Exactly. I'm not supporting
I'm just saying that I understand the beats always coming from.
Yeah.
Because first of all, he was not within Afrobeats. He was doing hip hop.
Bro, I don't understand where the guy did come from. You understand? Like,
I believe he should have not chipped in.
If they are talking directly, he should have talked something. Though, I guess, yeah, basically, the guy react. But bro, it's not everything person they react to.
Exactly.
Not true.
You feel me?
Yeah. That was a discussion that he shouldn't have had anything to do with in the first place. You understand?
Because like Two-Face had an interview.
And then again,
Two-Face meant everybody has their own reality to what they mean by paveway.
Paveway, exactly.
The same way,
exactly.
We're inside this car right now. We have our different means of paveway.
Exactly.
You understand? Like in my line of work, like Bodeli now, he gets some black guys. We don't put like black models on the map already because maybe at the time, at the beginning of this modeling stuff, it was based on maybe like white guys that they use or whatever. Exactly. I don't want to use race, but like some black guys actually made it in the industry and created that niche for black models. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So the guy, maybe like one top model now, maybe like at some basic, will say, I paved way for maybe like my career has gone far, like to like them. Some other big models, and it's like, at the basic, will come out like, I helped Akubere get that time, like I paved the way for him. Mm-hmm. I don't go just I go check the guy normally, but I don't go disrespect him in any way. You feel me? You can check somebody. He didn't pave the way for me like doing me going to fitness, training my body and making a name for myself. But he paved the way to create a scenario for black mm-hmm. models to achieve something great in the modeling industry.
Exactly.
You understand?
Exactly.
It's just like saying black actors now like them Tyler Perry, what's he called, this guy where people like. This guy, bro, you hear what black actor everybody like? I don't forget the guy name. Oh God.
Michael Jordan.
This guy with Black Panther. Be what? The guy old. Not old.
Wait, he's dead. He's late.
No. The guy.
He's
no,
not late.
Black
yeah, Panther. We are not talking of the other one.
You get what black actor everybody in the with, bro?
The Black Panther main character. Black.
That's the fine guy now.
Yeah, the fine old man. The old man.
Old man.
The
old, yeah, man, yeah. Old man. When did you get your points?
Yeah. That guy though, where everybody will do a movie with the guy. I don't know if that, don't be telling Perry they call the guy, but it's one day, bro. Like
good man. But this guy. Daniel Kulayo.
No. Oh. This guy
Black Panther.
We might find the guy, the chill. No, yeah, the guy don't do Black Panther, but the guy a black actor, bro. Special guy, bro.
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, I saw the guy.
Hey, that a very good example. Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
But it's another guy, bro. It's another guy.
Well, we don't get. We understand what you're trying to say. Continue what you're saying, man.
If you're trying to use this modern EP as an example now. So let's
Denzel Washington. That's
a popular guy.
Like people like Denzel Washington, bro. Right? Mm-hmm. People like Denzel Washington gave the dish for black actors in the movie industry.
For people like
for the Michael B. Jordan.
Exactly.
Someone like Michael B. Jordan cannot come out and say Because he has blood with his career as a black actor, nobody paved the way for me. It doesn't make sense. Or come, to that stage, you're expecting somebody like Denzel Washington. But
as a,
there are so many black actors too that they are not as famous as Denzel Washington, but they see that respect. You know, you just
I get what you're saying.
It doesn't mean like Denzel Washington paved the way like a big Jordan. That the guy applied, that he doing casting.
You understand what you're saying. What you're saying that can be used to release upcoming artists now. That's exactly. How they're seeing it recently, let's say last 4 years. But if someone was acting back then,
yeah,
that is as old as Denzel Washington, he's not popping now. Even if the person is popping now, the person might not still say that the Denzel paved the way for him.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said, that's why too, like I said, Two-Face said, everybody has
definition of paved.
People have been saying paved the way for that big blow you.
Exactly.
So there are different types of payment. People will be like, oh my bro, I don't think you see those receipts. So like I can call you like OZ or by the Dumbo Daily, the bro, come, I'll put you through, I'll give you connection. That's like another type of pay deal. Like Border and the Dumbo will say like nobody helped me, nobody pushed my career.
Yes.
Bro, at the end of the day, bro, no matter how it is, in any industry you need to push yourself, bro. You don't feel the way people say come carry you, push
yeah,
you.
True,
yeah.
True,
connection
true.
Also plays a role like to push you and everybody they hustle for itself at the end of the day, bro. Even for the industry, everybody's hustling for themselves.
Exactly.
Facts.
Exactly.
Facts. At the end of the day. And you cannot blame anybody. You cannot blame anybody. Say person don't help you, person don't promote you. At the end of the day, if you are that famous by yourself, people will promote you.
Exactly.
Odumodu, whiskey promoter, where Odumodu blow.
Yeah.
Charlie Poppy, whiskey promoted Charlie Poppy. When Charlie Poppy, they freestyle for this, whiskey don't post down. Even Asake, when he blow. Before like, Olamide said that, he didn't test Olamide before. He said it. But when the music called blow, but then Olamide called text and back, bro, this, that. Because you don't blow. That's why people associate themselves with you. Nobody want to associate themselves with person who don't blow.
Exactly.
Whiskey the way you have rappers. Not be whiskey they promote Odumodu. Odumodu the rapper.
Exactly.
Don't be Afrobeat in the song. That rap they do. You understand? True. That's what it be, bro. That's what just be, oh my God. At the end of the day, everybody get waiting to be by paveway, but like two wrongs cannot make it right. And Idris, what you know is about clout. Idris said I will reply Border in the only way I know to make a music.
Song.
And
Idris
goes last.
You
just want I'm looking forward to that song. But
that's what people do with Burna at the end of the day. When people come online to insult him, because there's no way they can use to drag Burna.
Because at the end of the day, Border do a hustle. Everybody do their hustle.
Yes, Burna.
You understand? But
Burna
I just feel like
you don't
have to disrespect people. To see what you want to
see.
What you
so
want
if he born and disrespected him.
Yes, no.
I think they were both wrong, you know.
I feel for the guy. Idris insult Border. That why Border insult about.
Even for the guy to come out. Even for the guy to come out and say that about Border. That is enough disrespect for him. Because everybody knows how Border suffered. Border suffered enough.
We don't want this sentimental, bro. Like, Idris insult him. At least Border is a grown man. Idris is a grown man. If he insults him, respect is given to where respect is due.
Yes.
If you don't respect, person good to respect him. That's what it be, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't believe, say, I don't know, but I feel like in industry, people have who they respect and who they don't.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Sure.
The same way maybe Wiz could they respect Two-Face. Not the same way Wiz could respect who I want to use that. Maybe could respect Idris. Or respect Jaywo. Or respect whoever we don't did the game before Wiz.
Because they have done.
You understand?
There's a
different respect. I will person don't respect. You understand? It's very easy for person to lose the respect. It's not because this guy, this black diamond, I mean black face with the the video recently too.
Yeah.
Respect supposed to be, but respect not the. You understand? Who person will respect, person will respect. And you cannot take it away. You don't get it to Idris or Jaywo want to do Modo and Border to date because they are making, they need that limelight. You understand? But people, we just, this new generation need to learn how to respect their elders sometimes. Because nobody throw bullets, go to Modo, start to disrespect Jaywo.
Yeah, for the model part is wrong. What he did was did not make sense.
It's just like Ira said Sonia Ade, where she give her one hand, where people got out to the trend. And where Whiskey see Sonia Ade prostrate like that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Everybody get all the respect.
Exactly.
Yes.
So,
well, last, if it's not nobody pay way for you, don't grieve for anybody, my brother.
So guys, on that note, we'll bring an end to this beautiful episode.
Yes, so that we pave way for the other podcast. Don't
exactly.
Go for anybody. Yes.
So we talk and we pave way for the other podcast.
Yes, so we stop on this like
exactly.
Border talk.
Exactly.
No level.
So yes, we wish you a nice day. Nice days ahead. Nice week ahead.
Yeah.
Enjoy your time. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your walk.
Yes, so
until
for your
next
walk,
time.
For anybody, if your guy talk, tell us that you pave way for your
exactly.
Guy.
Till next time.
You go collect the play.
Enjoy. Have a nice time. Yeah. Bye.